Dodgers have come back with the big left-hander, Terry Forster, as their third pitcher of the afternoon. Jose Cruz, the first hitter to face him, and the first pitch is up and in, ball one. Cruz, Ashby, and Howe in the Astro half of the fifth, 2-0 Houston. Forster brings the next one in, and it's high and inside once more. Two balls, no strikes the count. Cruz has walked and doubled. This is Forster's 20th appearance of the year. No wins and a loss, no saves. His earned run average is .485. 2-0 pitch, called strike. Fastball at the knees, 2-1. He's given up 35 hits in 26 innings with 14 strikeouts and 11 walks. There's a breaking ball, and Cruz starts to go but lays off. And the count goes to 3-1. That pitch low and away. 3-1 pitch, and a drive into right field. Reneke coming in, and the ball's going to drop in front of him for a base hit. Cruz is on to open the Astro fifth, dropping a single in front of Reneke. That's the seventh Houston hit. Reneke appeared to perhaps lose that ball somehow. He started to cut to his left and in. And the ball dropped 10 feet in front of him for a base hit. Hit number 105 for Cruz. Here's Alan Ashby batting right-handed, and a line drive into left field. Dusty Baker going back. He leaps and makes the catch on the warning track. Cruz is going to have to get back to first. What a catch by Dusty Baker in left field. On the first pitch, Ashby hit a line drive, started over Baker's head. He took off back toward the corner, and just as he got to the warning track, he leaped into the air and grabbed it for the out. Ashby robbed of an extra base hit there by Dusty Baker. So Cruz back in at first with one out, and here's Art Howe. Boy, Ashby is stinging the baseball. He has both RBIs for the Astros in this game. Howe batting 305. Pitch from Forster is high and outside, ball one. Dodgers get the right-hander, Tom Niedenfuhr, up in the bullpen again. Outfield straight away. Forster at the belt, the pitch to Howe. Foul ball up the right side and well out of play, deep into the field seats. Cruz open with the base hit. Ashby jumping on the first one. Hit that hard line drive to left, and Baker made an outstanding catch on that ball. Now Howe's at the plate with a 1-1 count. Cruz is going, and the pitch is low. Socha's throw will not be in time. A stolen base for Jose Cruz. That's the second steal of this ball game for the Astros. Garner picked one up in the first inning, and then Garner was caught stealing in the third. Now a steal of second by Cruz in the fifth inning. That's five steals for Cruz. His first against the Dodgers this year. He's 1-1 against L.A. in the base running department. So Howe up there now with a man in scoring position and a two-ball, one-strikeout. Forster looks back at Cruz. Now the pitch. And Howe trying to hold up, and a check swing. Ball hits his bat and goes foul. 2-2 the count. As Forster has had all kinds of arm problems. He's had shoulder problems, elbow problems, and a bone spur removed from that elbow. Here's the 2-2 and a ground ball to short. Thomas to his right, backhands, and the throw to Garvey's in time. Nifty play by the Los Angeles shortstop that time as Cruz remains at second base. Now hit a sharp line drive, and Thomas scooting to his right made a nice pickup and a good, strong, accurate throw to Garvey. Harry Spellman is due to hit, but he has been recalled, as Bill Verdon will make a decision to go to the bench, and it appears that Joe Pittman will pinch hit for Spellman. Spellman had gone 0-for-2 today against the right-hander Power, and now that the Dodgers have the big left-hander Terry Forster in there, we're going to see Pittman pinch hitting for Spellman. Pittman's batting .271 this year. Joe was used as a pinch hitter out in San Diego on that last road trip and struck out. He has three pinch hits this year, batting .271 overall. Runner at second. Here's the pitch. It's a called strike. Cruz opened with a base hit and a steal of second. Here's the 0-1 delivery. Fastball high and outside, 1-1. Forster used to throw a slider, but he doesn't throw it anymore. Doctors told him he can't throw the slider anymore because of the problems it causes with the arm. He still throws the curveball, though, and still has pretty good stuff. There's a breaking ball inside. Snap throw back to second by Socha. It goes through into center field. Cruz starts to get up and go to third, but falls down. And he'll have to go back to second as Landreau comes up with a ball in center field. Count on Pittman is now 2-1. Socha's throw back to second base, really not that bad of a throw. Lopes and Thomas crisscrossing near the bag at second base, and they were just a little late getting back there as Cruz went in sliding and then got up on his feet and got tangled up again as the ball skipped through, so he's still at second base. And the 2-1 pitch to Pittman. Bouncer by the mound. Guerrero cuts in front of Thomas. Thomas has the ball skip off his glove. Now Lopes will pick it up, and Cruz goes to third, and everybody's safe. Pittman at a chopper over the mound, and Guerrero came charging across from third, cutting in front of Darryl Thomas. Guerrero was three-fourths of the way towards second base when he cut in front of Thomas for that ball. The ball got by Guerrero, and then Thomas just got his glove on the ball, and Lopes came over from second base to make the pickup. That's going to be an infield hit for Pittman, the eighth Houston hit. And at first and third, two outs, and here's Craig Reynolds. Reynolds with a triple back in the second inning. Last time up, he grounded out to second. Craig is hitting 252, facing a left-hander now. Reynolds hitting 238 this year against left-handed pitching. And the pitcher, ground ball to short. Thomas down on one knee to field this one up, and the throw to Garvey is in time, and the Astros are out in the fifth inning. No runs, couple of hits, no errors, and two men left. The Astros have stranded 9 through 5, and at the end of 5, lead the Dodgers 2-0.